Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. While in the Orient, Cranston learnt a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's drama, Murder by Candlelight. Our story opens in the soft, luxurious bedroom of Natalie Drake. She is being fussed and petted by her old maid, Emmy, as she prepares to go out.
No, Emmy, not the pearls. I shall wear the emeralds tonight.
Oh, you are so beautiful, madam. It must be wonderful to always be so young and beautiful.
And loved, Emmy. What good is beauty in youth without love?
No man can resist you, madam.
I must be more than beautiful tonight.
Oh, but you're singing, madam. You mustn't neglect that for any man. You haven't practiced your vocal exercises today.
Yes, I have, Emmy, while you were out shopping. Now, have I everything?
I believe so, madam.
Emmy, how careless of you. You'll nearly let me forget the most important thing. Will you get me that little phial of poison?
Well, it's about time you arrived. Oh, it's you.
Good evening, Edward. Do you mind if I come in?
What are you doing here?
How romantic your bachelor flat looks by candlelight, darling. With a table set just for two. Champagne on ice.
I'm expecting a guest.
That's not very gracious of you.
I told you never to come back here.
I've been very generous with you, Edward.
Yes, and I needed the money desperately. But I've paid you back the way you wanted it, with lies.
Edward.
With rotten, filthy lies.
Edward, I told you never to say that again.
Get out. Leave me alone. I never want to see your face again as long as I live.
All right, Edward. Shall we have a farewell drink?
Then will you go?
Yes, I'll leave then. Will you pour the wine?
Yes.
Pink champagne. Is that her favorite, too? Is she as beautiful as I am, Edward? Edward, I said, is she as beautiful as I?
I'll never gaze on a woman as lovely as you again.
Thank you, darling. Delicious, isn't it?
Champagne, you poisoned it.
You're right, darling. You'll never will gaze upon any woman as beautiful as I am. Again.
You do look ravishing tonight, Miss Lane.
Why, thank you, Mr. Cranston. Oh, it's fun to be going to a real slap-up dress affair again.
I'm surprised the Martins didn't tell me that you were coming too.
The Martins? Is that where you're going?
Well, yes, of course, aren't you?
No. When you phoned and asked me if I was invited to the party tonight, naturally I thought you meant Edward Charles.
Oh, so that's where you're going.
Of course. Oh, Lamont, this is charming. Here we are, both dressed to kill, going to two different parties.
Do you mean you're actually going alone to Edward Charles's bachelor flat?
Now, who said anything about going alone? There are probably scads of other people invited, even if he didn't happen to include you.
Scads of other people, my foot. Not if I know Charles.
Oh, you don't really think Mr. Charles is trying to lure me up to his little flat alone?
I wouldn't be surprised if he arranged this whole thing. Got the Martins to invite me out.
Why, yes. Yes, I can see it all now. Champagne, lobster, supper for two by candlelight.
Supper for three, my pet. If you think I'm leaving you alone with Edward Charles, you're barking up the wrong wolf.
Oh, really, Lamont, you don't have to ring the place down. Mr. Charles isn't deaf.
He's old enough to be.
Lamont, you don't actually think I would have come here alone if I wasn't sure there'd be other guests?
No, of course not, darling. Well, that's strange. Doesn't seem to be anybody.
Wait a minute. Someone's coming to the door. Oh. Oh, Mr. Charles, good evening.
Jesus, I never gaze on any woman beautiful again.
Mr. Charles, what's wrong?
Never gaze upon a fiend as vicious. Devil.
Mr. Charles.
Lamont. He's falling.
I've got him. Close the door, Margot. Come on into his flat.
What's happened to him, Lamont?
I don't know yet. Here, I'll put him on the sofa.
You'd better loosen his collar.
Charles. Charles, what's happened to you?
Lamont. He did expect me to come here alone. Look at the table set for two. Candlelight and champagne. Someone's been here before us, Lamont. That perfume. And two champagne glasses with lipstick on one. Lamont, why are you looking so strange?
This whole scene reminds me of something, Margot. Something I've heard or read. Murder by candlelight.
Murder?
Yes, Margot. Our host, Edward Charles, is dead.
Sorry to have to bring you down here to the department, Lamont, but you and Margot did find the body first.
Find the body, Commissioner Weston? He practically died in our arms.
Well, it's an open and shut case this time, Lamont. Edward Charles has been a playboy for years, only this time he picked the wrong girl. He tried to get rid of her, and she put poison in his champagne glass.
Candlelight, supper for two, playboy and a famous beauty.
Have you any idea who might have done it, Commissioner?
Yes, Margot, I have. A tall blonde by the name of Anita Jane, a showgirl in the Strip and Tease Review. Why, the lipstick on the champagne glass was the same type used exclusively by showgirls.
You called her a fiend, a devil.
This Anita Jane's been stringing this Edward Charles for what she thought she could get out of him. Then she must have found out he was broke.
You really think she did it?
I know she did it. We just found out she left town an hour after the murder.
She's still about somewhere.
Hmm? What are you talking about, Cranston?
Oh, just daydreaming, I suppose. Something about that scene haunts me. Candlelight, champagne, supper for two.
Well, the police can't work on daydreams, Lamont. What we need is evidence, concrete facts and proof.
I hope you get all the evidence on Anita Jane, Commissioner. I really do. Come on, Margot.
Oh, where are we going?
I don't know. On a wild goose chase, perhaps.
Lamont, are we going to drive around all night?
I could just remember, Margot. Remember why that scene in Edward Charles's flat should seem so familiar to me now.
Well, I really can't see what that's got to do with the murder. But if you insist, drive me up by Rickard Avenue.
What did you say, Margot?
I said drive me up by Rickard Avenue.
That's it. I've got it.
What?
On that avenue. There was a famous murder in an old house. It happened, years ago, around the turn of the century. Exactly the same way. Later, several famous writers used the plot for stories. Murder by candlelight. The case was never solved.
Around the turn of the century? But, Lamont, I still don't see what that has to do with a murder that was committed last night.
That's just what we're going to find out.
Where?
A very exciting place, Margot.
Well, where, Lamont? Where?
The public library, darling.
Find anything yet?
No. Here, look through this pile.
Oh, but these old papers go way back to 1902.
If you find anything before I do, don't hesitate to scream. Margot, have you found something?
Yes, Lamont, look here.
Murder by candlelight. Socially prominent financier found poison. Famous beauty held.
There's a picture. Oh, she's beautiful.
Natalie Drake, popular singer, pleads innocence.
There's something more in this paper.
Natalie Drake acquitted of murder. Singer plans to retire. Inherits financier's mansion on Rickard Avenue.
Here's a picture of the house.
310 Rickard Avenue. I remember that house.
Where he was murdered.
Margot?
Yes, Lamont.
Wouldn't it be strange if we found Natalie Drake still living there tonight?
Look at the house, Lamont. The windows are all boarded up.
Yes, the old mansion looks like it's been vacant for a good many years.
There couldn't be anyone living in there. I don't understand all this, and I don't like it.
This Natalie Drake, the beautiful singer, couldn't have anything to do with the murder. She must have died years ago.
I was just wondering about that, Margot. Look.
There's a man going round the side of the house.
Come on, quickly. I want to find out where that man is going.
Oh, it's no use, Lamont. He's disappeared.
He got into that house somewhere.
But the house is all boarded up.
That's just it, Margot. That house isn't as vacant as we thought. We're going in.
How, Sherlock?
I don't know, but if he got in, we can.
Darling, how charming of you to want to see me tonight.
Yes, I've got something to tell you.
It can wait. Come in. I've had Emmy set the table for us.
I'm not hungry tonight.
Darling, don't be so distant.
It's all finished between us. Finished.
Oh, is it?
Yes, I'm leaving town.
I've been very generous with you, Dan.
There are some things I can't do for money. You make me sick all over. You, this house, you're rotten clean through.
Dan. Dan. Let's have one last farewell supper together. By candlelight.
I said I wasn't hungry.
Then a farewell glass of champagne.
I'm not thirsty either.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a fool, darling. Here. Drink this. You'll feel better.
All right.
To us, darling. Well, drink, Dan. Drink.
You must think I'm pretty foolish. I know Edward Charles died of poisoned champagne, and I know who poisoned him.
Why, you?
Keep away from me.
What are you doing with that revolver?
Just making sure I leave without any trouble.
Get out! Get out and never let me see you again!
Don't worry, you won't. I've seen just about as much rottenness as I can stand. And all of it is right in your face.
Oh, it's no use, Lamont. We've tried every door in the place.
Margot, look. Here he comes. Around the side of the house.
Aren't you going to stop him?
No, he wouldn't talk to me here. I'm going to follow him, Margot. There's the shadow. And find out what he saw in that house tonight.
Who's there? Who's opening that door?
You have a visitor, Dan Burke.
Where are you?
Everywhere and nowhere. All of the places you would like to hide, Dan.
Who are you?
The voice of the shadow.
I've done nothing wrong.
Then why are you packing? Why are you leaving town?
I don't want to get mixed up in
trouble. Trouble, Dan, at 310 Regard Avenue. The beautiful lady of the candlelight and wine.
I didn't know she was a murderer.
What secret are you hiding, Dan? Is it Natalie Drake? Is it her secret you're hiding?
Keep out of this if you know what's good for you, whoever you are. I can tell you she's not human or real. She's something out of a nightmare.
Someone's calling you, Dan.
It's her. It's her, I know.
Answer the phone, Dan.
Yes. Yes, she can't get me now. Hello?
You didn't think you could get away that easily, did you, darling? You're really not planning on leaving town, are you?
Where are you?
In a flat just across from yours, darling. I've been watching you pack. I'm watching you now.
It's she. She's in a flat across the street.
Where?
I'm sorry you wouldn't let me do this beautifully with candlelight and champagne. I'm sorry we have to say goodbye like this.
Oh! In the window! Across the street! Get her! She's evil! The most horrible woman in the world!
We'll return to tonight's shadow adventure in just a minute. Lamont Cranston, on the trail of a beautiful young murderess, has just witnessed a second murder as the Shadow. His report to the police bring both Commissioner Weston and Margot Lane to the scene of the crime.
Did you find anyone, Weston?
No. My men have searched the whole flat building. You're sure the voice said she was in the flat across the way?
Yes, I heard her distinctly, talking to him.
How'd you find him?
Well, Lamont and I were watching that house. We saw him leave. Lamont followed him here.
I tell you, I heard her voice clearly over the phone, just before the shot. It was a young voice and beautiful in a way.
Could it have been your blonde showgirl, Commissioner?
You said she's left town.
Well, she could have come back.
Commissioner, would you like to take a little ride with Margot and me up to Rickard Avenue?
Rickard Avenue? Cranston, do you still think those murders are tied up with that old history book case that happened 40 years ago?
I'm beginning to, Commissioner.
Well, you just go ahead and live in the past, Lamont. I'll take care of the present. I'm staying right here till I've collected all the evidence on the shooting and a report on that missing showgirl.
All right, Commissioner. But I think in this case, the past is going to be a lot more interesting than the present. Coming, Margo?
Why don't you try saying open sesame?
I think I've got it now. There we are, Margo. A twist of the wrist and...
Darling, you're wonderful. I didn't know picking locks was amongst your many talents.
Oh, you must call me sometime when you've forgotten your keys. After you.
But I only came because I thought you couldn't get in.
Want to wait in the car?
Oh, no. Well, if I'm going to be scared to death, I'd rather be with you. Oh, it's pitch black in here. The window's boarded up.
Did you bring the torch?
Yes. Here.
Look at the furnishings here in the hall, Margot.
They haven't even been covered.
Everything must be exactly as it was when I took the body away.
But the financier, you mean? Back in 1902?
Yes. Look at that long stairway.
And those pillars over there.
Hmm. That's the entrance to the parlor.
It's so quiet. The dust. These thick carpets. You can't even hear our footsteps.
Look in here, Margot.
Oh, those vases.
Filled with dead flowers.
Lamont, I'm frightened. It's like waking the dead.
This is a dead world, Margot. The whole house is a tomb.
What's that over the mantel?
I don't know. There's a black cloth nailed over it.
A painting, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. We'll soon find out. Well, it's a large mirror.
Oh, why do you suppose someone covered that?
Like something in mourning.
Here's another. Smaller one covered with black. Down the wall over here.
Oh, it's a painting of her. The one we saw in the paper.
She was beautiful.
Yes. Yet there's something strange the artist has caught. Something almost evil in those eyes. Margot, what is it?
Something brushed past me.
Look. In the beam of my torch.
Oh, a black cat.
Yes. I wonder how the...
Cats. They stay near dead bodies, Lamont. Let's get out of here.
Not now, Margot. If Natalie Drake's still in this house, I'm going to find her, dead or alive.
What was that?
Somebody laughing.
Laughter of a young girl.
There it is. Again.
But where, Lamont?
It's somewhere in this house.
It's a voice again. Singing.
It seems to be coming from underneath the floor. Somewhere...
A young girl's voice.
Natalie Drake was the singer, remember?
She'd be old now. It couldn't be her. Lamont, look, down at the end of the hall.
Thin ray of light. Let's find out where it's coming from. Here's where it's showing.
A trap door in the floor.
Singing is louder.
It's coming up from the trap door.
Stand back, Margot. I'm going to open it.
What is it, Lamont? What is it?
Don't look. Don't look in that room.
Bad as that?
It's pretty horrible, Margot.
Come on. Come on, let's get out of here.
No, you go and get Weston. Bring him and a squad of men right back here.
You're going to stay?
I'm going down into that room, Margot.
As the shadow?
Yes. To fight fear with fear. Go and get Weston. And hurry back.
Emmy, the trap door. You must close it at once.
Yes, madam.
Well, go ahead.
Look, madam, look! The trap door's closed by itself.
Nonsense, Emmy.
Yes, madam, but I had a funny feeling just now that somebody came through it, down those stairs.
Nobody could come in. Nobody knows about my secret rooms.
No, madam.
Come and fix my hair. We've another gentleman caller tonight.
I've the table all set for two. Champagne on ice. Will he be here soon, madam?
Yes, soon.
Your gentleman caller has already arrived, Natalie Drake.
Who's that?
The voice of the shadow.
Someone did come in.
I, I can't see anybody here.
The shadow is everywhere, nowhere. But tonight the shadow comes to you with sin, shame, and murder on your hands.
They've come for us, madam. They've found us at last.
Be quiet, Emmy.
Yes, Natalie Drake. You have blood on your hands. First, the blood of your sweetheart, the man you killed in this house back in 1902.
He knows.
Emmy.
You were acquitted of that. Your great beauty saved you then.
The police let her go.
You knew she was guilty. You knew she killed the financier, Emmy.
I had to be faithful to her.
Keep quiet, Emmy. You're in this too.
In the murders of Edward Charles and Dan Burke. You knew she killed them too, Emmy.
I begged her not to.
Emmy, be still.
I knew she hired the men. Gave the money to pay God to her.
She paid the men?
Yes.
That's a lie. I didn't have to pay anyone.
She paid them.
Emmy, be quiet.
I didn't know that she would kill them too.
I said be quiet, Emmy.
Put down that knife.
Now you've killed me too. All I tried to do was to make you happy with lies. Everything was lies.
Emmy!
You're evil, Natalie Drake. Everything you touch is killed or destroyed. Now you'll pay for your wickedness.
They'll never convict me. Never. My beauty will save me again.
There is no escape now. The police will come and get you.
Where are you? What are you hiding? I'll kill you. I'll make you pay for this, too.
Tear the room apart, Natalie. You'll never find the shadow.
I will. I'll find you, too.
They'll come and take you away. The whole world will know you as you really are, Natalie Drake.
Let them look. They've seen such beauty only once before.
Stop fooling yourself, Natalie. You're no longer young.
I am. I'm young and beautiful.
Only your voice is young. And now even that is changing.
You lie. I am beautiful.
Listen. Even your extraordinary voice fails you now that you know that you're finally caught.
No. My singing, my exercises. I've learned how to keep it young always.
Listen. In your hate and your fury, you're beginning to sound like you really are.
I'm young. I'm beautiful and young.
Listen to your voice. It's beginning to match your wretched, aged face.
You lie.
The men you paid to flatter you are the ones who lied. But even they couldn't stand to look at your wrinkled face, your thin, cruel lips, your clawing, murdering hands.
That's a lie. I am beautiful.
Look in the mirror, then, and see for yourself.
No.
Look in the mirror quickly, before the police come to take you away.
I am beautiful. Young and beautiful.
I'll tear up the cloth. Look. You see, Natalie Drake, you really are a hideous, evil old woman.
Well, Lamont, what do you think of that, eh? Margot told me the place to find the Drake woman. I got my men there, found a hideout, and now I've got her in jail.
Yes, Lamont, I suppose that's one time we got in ahead of you.
Yes, I suppose it is. Congratulations, Weston. Oh,
thanks, Lamont. By the way, where were you anyway when we broke into that house?
Off on some wild goose chase, I suppose, Mr. Cranston.
How did you ever guess, Miss Lane?
Well, I suppose we all get off on the wrong track sometimes.
Yes, I suppose we do. By the way, Commissioner, did you ever catch up with the tall, blonde showgirl of yours?
Oh, yes, I did. She left town all right, along with one of the electricians of a show.
Is that so? Where'd you find them?
On the mountains.
On the mountains?
Yes, we interrupted her honeymoon, I'm afraid.
And so concludes today's Shadow Adventure. Next week, same time, same station, we bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil, demonstrating that...
the seed of evil bears bitter fruit.
Be sure to listen for this thrilling shadow story.
As you sow evil, so shall you reap evil. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
This feature is produced by Reg Johnston for Grace Gibson Radio Productions. A masterpiece of suspense.